Residents of many states have registered to vote in record numbers this year. That's true in California, where volunteers have been signing up people who do not even have a permanent address to put on the form. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on an effort to sign up homeless voters.
LA's Skid Row ranks as one of the grimmest places in the country. Thousands of homeless people camp out on sidewalks in cardboard boxes every night, or they live in low-budget hotels or missions. Kenneth Young has been living on the corner of 5th and Main Streets for years. The last thing he expects to see is a politician or a political campaigner.
They usually go into more high-class places, something like that. They don't come down in this area. No, no, no.
As he dragged along a shopping cart filled with his possessions, Young was approached by workers and volunteers with L.A. Community Action Network, L.A. CAN, a nonprofit group that advocates for the homeless. Their goal was to register 1,000 potential voters on Skid Row.
You registered voters, sir?
Activist Bilal Mufundi Ali, a former Black Panther, walked through Skid Row with a clipboard full of voter registration forms.
You are a U.S. citizen, right? You are a U.S. citizen? Are you on parole right now?
No, probation, that's it.
Okay, you can vote on probation. I need you to sign there, Mr. Young.
All right.
As volunteers fill out registration forms, no judgments are made about whether the people they're signing up are mentally sound or even sober. The county registrar's office will later determine if the person is a qualified voter. Like many people on Skid Row, Kenneth Young doesn't have a permanent address or a phone number. So on the registration form, he lists the address of a nearby mission where he gets his mail. Once that's done, Ali tears off the bottom of the form and hands it to him.
Okay, this is your receipt. Hold on to this. Your proof of voting, because believe me, they're going to have some shenanigans again this year, like the last presidential election, so we don't want you to be knocked off the polls.
Ali says this voter registration effort is purely nonpartisan and that national politics have taken a backseat to several California ballot initiatives that could directly impact homeless people. Things like more services for the mentally ill and scaling back California's tough three strikes law.
The Enron people stole $300 billion. They only did 6 months in jail. Man steals a can of soup. He does 25 years of life. Something wrong with that picture, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Let's do something about that picture.
In California, voters can choose a party affiliation or they can decline to state a preference. And among the homeless, politics vary. Alex Ford, who eats at a soup kitchen every day, says a lot of folks here keep up with the news closely on portable radios and by reading at the library.
Some people down here will vote. You have a cluster of people down here who are into the mainstream. But so many people out of the mainstream, they could care less who's president. All they want to do is do what they do every day.
Barbara Gail Adua sleeps at a women's shelter on Skid Row. She says she's fairly undecided about how she'll vote.
You don't know who to trust. A lot of people in this area say they don't believe the politicians. They don't know who to trust. A lot of them feel that way, too.
While this registration effort has no party ties, some do. And there's no regulation or rule limiting who gets to sign up new voters in California. In this case, the group working on Skid Row promises to follow through by turning all the forms over to the county registrar. Canvasser Bilal Ali says these people may be largely ignored, but their voices are still important.
There are a tremendous number of people down here registered to vote already and actually vote. So that kind of debunks the whole myth. These people are drug addicts, they don't care, so we're proving them wrong.
The next step is to follow up on Election Day, when the volunteers will be back on Skid Row helping homeless people make it to the polls. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can find photos of voter registration efforts along LA's Skid Row at npr.org.